From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. BP's chief executive says the latest attempt to contain the Gulf oil spill appears to be working. Larry Miller has more from London on Tony Hayward's appearance today on a Sunday morning BBC television talk show.
Tony Hayward says the containment cap is bringing 10,000 barrels of oil a day to the surface, which he explains is the majority of it. He says a further containment system will be implemented this week, and by the end of the month, there'll be a more permanent containment system ahead of the relief wells at the end of August. Hayward commits to paying all claims quickly.
It takes 12 seconds when you phone the BP claims line to be put into the process, be given a number. If you turn up at a claims office within 48 hours, you're given a check, you take it to a bank, and you cash the check. We are going to continue to do that.
Hayward says he has not yet spoken to President Obama, but to his key advisors overseeing the operation. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
As oil washes up on shore, local officials along the Gulf Coast are expressing frustration with cleanup efforts. PJ Hahn is the Coastal Zone Management Director for Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
Allow the parishes and the state to go in and do the cleanup. We're doing it faster, better, more efficiently. They've got so much waste going on down there right now with huge camps and cities that they're building. My gosh, we're not going to be able to use all those people.
The Coast Guard, meanwhile, has agreed to more oil slick protection along Alabama's coastline. Alabama Governor Bob Riley says moving quickly is vital to ending complaints over what he calls a string of broken promises by the Coast Guard. Civil rights organizations in Arizona have filed the latest in a series of lawsuits designed to stop enactment of a sweeping immigration law scheduled to go into effect next month. The bill drew supporters at a rally in Phoenix yesterday. Mark Moran has more from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
The NAACP, the ACLU, and other civil rights groups say Arizona's immigration law violates the First and Fourth Constitutional Amendments and that it will encourage racial profiling. It allows police to ask about immigration status if they have reasonable suspicion to believe that someone they detain is in the country illegally. An estimated 2,000 people rallied in support of the measure near the state capitol, far fewer than were expected. Despite boycotts aimed at Arizona, at least five other states, including Minnesota, Texas, Utah, Oklahoma, and Colorado, are considering similar legislation. Two-thirds of the people in Arizona support the law, which is scheduled to go into effect July 29th. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Two New Jersey men have reportedly been arrested for allegedly intending to join a jihadist group and kill American troops. The Star-Ledger newspaper of Newark reports the two were arrested yesterday at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. The newspaper says the men were trying to go to Somalia by way of Egypt. This is NPR News. Plans for an international commission to investigate Israel's deadly raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla are said to be moving forward. Israel says UN Chief Ban Ki-moon wants former New Zealand Prime Minister Jeffrey Palmer to head the panel, which would include Israeli, Turkish, and U.S. representatives. Israeli government spokesperson Mark Regev says Israel is not trying to prevent aid from reaching Gaza, but he says Israel will not relax its blockade.
The naval blockade is necessary because if missiles arrive in Gaza today, they'll be shot at Israel tomorrow. As for the land crossings, they are open to humanitarian aid. We have no problem whatsoever with humanitarian cargo reaching the people of Gaza. We only ask that all cargo be inspected because of the very real security threat.
Israel's Navy boarded another aid ship yesterday without incident. At least one climber is still missing on Mount Rainier in Washington State after an avalanche buried several climbers yesterday morning. Ann Dornfeld has more on the story.
A helicopter search team scoured Mount Rainier on Saturday looking for one, possibly two climbers still missing after the early morning slab avalanche. Three other climbers were rescued on Saturday. Mount Rainier National Park spokeswoman Patty Wold says one climber was able to walk down the mountain. An Army Reserve helicopter from Joint Base Lewis-McChord airlifted the two injured climbers off the mountain. They were reported to be in stable condition. Wold says the avalanche started at about 12,000 feet. It was as wide as 4,000 feet. The continued avalanche threat means the search for the missing has to be conducted by air, but helicopters can't get close to the ground because of high winds. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.